Hi, this is Shalom Brand. I am going to be talking to you about thankfulness. It is by far my most favorite subject. I feel like thankfulness is a big part of training. And when you have a thankful child, you will have an obedient child. In the Bible, it says over and over again, thankfulness goes along with obedience and to obey your parents and to be joyful and dance and sing. And the opposite of it is foolishness. And so I decided early that I didn't want a foolish child. I wanted a happy and thankful child. So I wanted to show Gracie, my little three-year-old, from the time she was born, how I could be thankful. And I was thankful in my own life and happy and joyful in my own life, so she would see that thankfulness in me. And just today, it was Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And this morning, as Gracie and I were sitting at the table eating, I looked at Gracie and I was like, Gracie, today is Mother's Day, and that's a day where you can thank mothers for being their mom and for being good mothers. And I was like, what do you want to do for your mom today? And she jumped up from the table and ran over and grabbed me by the face and kissed me all over my face and said, thank you, Mama. And my cup ran over. I mean, that is the whole point of being a mom, is to feel that joy and that thankfulness towards your children and feel their thankfulness towards you. And it's making me cry. Gracie has always been thankful in everything. She has anytime anyone gives her a gift, she is overwhelmed with their gift, her joy is in their gift. Even if it's not something she necessarily would use, she's still so thankful for that gift. I wanted to, every time, like, even I guess I should start when she was young. I was constantly, anytime anyone would give us something, clothes or anything, I would show her through my response how wonderful that gift was. And even if it was, you know, something that somebody gave us that was used and they were just giving it to us, it didn't matter what it was. Gracie saw that it was a wonderful thing, and that Mom never condemned anything. Any gifts, everything was accepted in joy and happiness. Anything she did for me, I was so thankful for anything she did for me. And she, from, you know, when she was barely walking and barely talking, she would thank me back, and in her attitude and in her hugs and in her just because she saw that thankfulness in my own life. And when she was probably 20 months old, I asked Gracie, I was like, Gracie, what is Mama most thankful for? And she's like, for Daddy and for me. I was like, yes, but what is Mom most thankful for? And she's like, for God. And I was like, yes, that's right, Gracie. Mama's most thankful for God. And that is exactly what I wanted her to say, because I wanted her to realize that the thing Mom was most thankful for was God, so that when she got old enough to understand who God was, that she would know that the person that she is most thankful towards is God, that he is the ultimate person to be thankful for. And that way, you know, because God's biggest gift is Christ on the cross. And if we don't teach our children from the time they're born to be thankful in the little things, then how and why would they be thankful in the big things? Christ. And I wanted her to be thankful for what Christ did for her on the cross when she comes to the point of understanding that. And that was my goal, is to work towards that. And every day in the kitchen, out loud, walking down the road, I'm constantly, always looking around and saying, Gracie, look, God made the trees. Let's thank God for the trees. Let's thank Him for the rocks. Let's thank Him for Big Mama Pearl and Big Papa and Daddy and Layla. And we're constantly thanking God out loud. When we're washing dishes, we're singing thank yous to God for little things. We're making up little songs so she knows who the who we're really thankful towards. And I believe because we're thankful for that kind of things, that it, when people give her stuff or someone does something for her, she's overwhelmed with their gift and their, so she's thankful for those things. And I never taught her to say thank you. It just came natural because I didn't want it to be a surface thing. I wanted it to be from the heart. I wanted her to have that thankfulness in her face and in her soul. And so if she doesn't say thank you to somebody, it's no big deal. It's her response and her attitude. If somebody offers her a hamburger and she doesn't like hamburger, I want her to with joy thank them from her heart and from her, you know, with a smile that she appreciates their thought. And you might say, well, a three-year-old, you know, is selfish and won't come to that point. But if you start from the time they're born showing them that thankfulness, I can testify that it works and that it creates not a selfish child, but a thankful child and a happy child. And I think if I did nothing, I told my husband, I think if I stopped all of the training and did nothing but train them to have a thankful and joyful heart, that I would be successful, that my children would grow in righteousness and that they would accept Christ as their Savior when they got old, because they would see that ultimate sacrifice and be thankful for that. All right, I'm thankful that I was able to share all this with you, and I hope that you'll be able to raise children that are thankful from the heart. And my friend Teresa is going to tell you about how to deal with children that are unthankful and how to train children to be thankful when a situation comes up where something happens where they are ungrateful or unthankful. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Teresa Ware, and I am the wife to Tremaine Ware and the mother of four children, the oldest of whom is 9. And I'm going to tell you about some ideas I have for helping to retrain thankfulness into your older children who seem to have missed it in the beginning. The best way that I know to help to train children that have gotten a little older and still don't have the thankfulness they should is simply by depriving them of the things that they're being ungrateful for. I am not talking about just teaching them to say please and thank you, but trying to instill in them an attitude and a spirit of being thankful for what they receive. When you have a man who is locked up in prison and deprived of his freedom for any length of time, if he is released, you will see that usually he is genuinely thankful for his freedom. I would try to implement the same principle. If you're giving your child apple juice and he complains and says he doesn't want apple juice, he wants grape juice, then I would explain to him how that seeing he wasn't grateful for what mom is giving him, so now he just gets water. I would explain to him how he should always be grateful for what's provided for him. And I believe that if on all occasions of ungratefulness, the child is rewarded with doing without whatever he is ungrateful for, that pretty soon you would see a child who is just pretty much thankful for whatever he receives. Like the other day, we went out to eat, and my oldest son, who is 9, his grandmother had bought him, all of the children, some little hamburgers. And whenever I handed him his hamburger, he was like, no cheese, where's the cheese? And I knew that he was not thankful for the burger that he was getting. And so to withhold that burger from him and be like, well, I guess, you know, you can have a hamburger, but, you know, if you're hungry when we get back to the house, you can, you know, we'll make you a sandwich or something, but you can't have the hamburger, which would have been a special treat to them, because he complained that the burger didn't have cheese, that, you know, she didn't think to put cheese on his burger. So, you know, he had to do without the special treat because he, you know, you could tell that he was genuinely unthankful for it. He was wanting a hamburger that had cheese, not just a hamburger. And so I don't think that it is necessarily, if they ask for something different than what you've given them, that you can't give it to them. But if it's a constant, if you see that if you give them grape juice and they always ask for something else, or even say you have two kids and I have given this one a pink cup and this one a blue cup, and this one complains about getting the blue cup and wants the pink cup, then he no longer gets the blue cup at all. He just gets a paper cup, you know, and you don't make it rewarding for them to complain. And that's really just a spirit of ungratefulness. He's not being thankful for the cup that he got. He's just complaining and being ungrateful. So never reward that. And then, you know, the next time I give him the blue cup and her the pink cup, then I think that he's going to say, thank you, Mommy, because he will keep the cup that he gets, because he would much rather have the blue cup than just the paper cup. Now, it would help as the parents for you to be thankful and to express thankfulness, for children will emulate what they see. I also think that we can contribute to them being ungrateful. Sometimes we tend to ask our children what they want and always give them choices, and then they become opinionated, which can lead to them being ungrateful. The children will start to feel like that they can always have a say or a choice in what concerns them. I mean, it's okay to give them a choice sometimes, but if you just can't fix them a meal or give them something without them choosing or complaining about what is set before them, then you know that you will need to retrain your child to be thankful. Another thing that might help your child to restore the attitude of thankfulness is to have them work hard and to see the results that come from it. Just don't provide them with all of their desires and their whims. If there's something new that they want and it's not a need, figure out a way that they can work towards earning the means to get what they want. I'm sure that if you do this, that you will see a child who is truly thankful for the things that they have worked hard for to get, and they'll appreciate that item even more, and they'll appreciate you in the long run. My son, who is 9, he has started working, and he will help his grandparents out, or he'll weed eat, or he'll do different jobs, and he will make some money. And so I have seen that as he has made some money, he has become very thankful for the things that he buys with it, and he is very careful. He will save some. We've taught him, you know, that you need to save some, and he will save some, and he will go to the store, and he'll be like, okay, I have this much, and I only want to spend this, and in working hard, he learns that whatever he wants to buy, it has to be like really something to him. You know, he no longer wants to buy like a silly toy that's going to tear up, or you know, something that doesn't really mean anything. He wants to buy something that's valuable to him, something that he holds dear or wants or worked for a long time. And I think he's really become appreciative of the things that he gets or the books that he buys because he takes better care of them. He really just, you know, he just struggles in his mind sometimes even over whether he's really going to get it or not, because he knows how hard he's worked to get that money that he's got. And so it's helped him to even make better decisions and wiser decisions when it comes to the things that he wants. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast on thankfulness, and we hope these tips will help anybody who hears them. And remember, you can expect your children to be more thankful than you are. Bye.
This is a production of No Greater Joy Ministries, Incorporated, a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. Upon request, we'll send you a catalog of books, tapes, CDs, DVDs, and videos by Michael Pearl. Write to us at No Greater Joy, 1000 Pearl Road, Pleasantville, Tennessee, 37033. Or visit us and order online at nogreaterjoy.org.